No, not yet. I really don't know. But I know, like I say, everywhere I've been so far has been crazy. So it's like, I mean, a lot of people really, I mean, like people having tears in their eyes, grown men crying in front of me. So it's like, yeah, I know. For you to cry like, you know, I know it really means something to you when you let that emotion out, you know.
Have a lot of the Eagles alumni reached out to you since?
Oh, yeah, T-Cole was the first one that was calling my phone when I got up in there, made sure I FaceTimed him, talked to him, because that's who I talked to before the game, too, because I just, you know, wanted to thank him just for, you know, at that point, I'm like, man, y'all boys paved the way for us. You know, you helped me, you know, become a pro, taught me some things, and then, obviously, I was watching y'all growing up, and so all the former players, you know, that was for them, you know, because they've been in this battle, and they know how hard it is to get there. And I'm just happy we finally got over the hump.
For you personally, the journey you took when you first got here, what you've been going through, all the hard work, all the ups and downs, and now having arrived at this moment, mm-hmm. How special is it for you?
So special. Go from, oh, man, he's a bust, to, man, Super Bowl champions. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we're doing pretty good right now. But the biggest thing I would tell people is this: don't never give up. You know, no matter what people say, no matter how things seem to be going at that time, it's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And even if you don't see it, just know that it's a little speck. And you just got to open it up. Just keep on believing.
How much does that help you with that? You guys been bunking next to each other. Mm-hmm. How much did he help you? You guys are both number one picks.
Yeah, we help each other. You know, because when he having a bad day. I'm reminding them, hey, man, you a beast. You know what I'm saying? We can't afford no days off. So let's go out here, let's get it done. If it's in practice or walk through, whatever it is, you know, we hold each other accountable. And that's been the change, you know, between us, like, because we hold each other accountable. We grew, developed into a great friendship. And, you know, we want to keep it going. And I think now we know what it looks like, and now we can go out and do the same thing next year, if not better, you know, and go try to win another.
What does he remind you of? You say you remind him to be a beast. What does he think he reminds you of?
Just telling me the same thing, saying, hey, man, you know, we need you. We need you to be that tone setter, you know. You know they're going to double team me. And I'm like, shoot, they're going to double team me? What you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Because when he said it, it was funny because I thought he was saying, like, you know, I'm the best. They're going to double team me. And then but it was fun, though. We just had fun like that, you know, back and forth. And, you know, we just feed off each other. And I'm like, shoot, if you make the play, I need that energy. I make the play, I'm going to give you that energy. You know, and I know that's what matters, and that's what helped us win.
How many times you go back and watch a play?
Oh, man, it's in my phone, man. I just over and over and over. You know, I keep rewinding. That's, you know, against Brady, man, that was the best. And then to see Belichick face. Man, that was priceless.
Now, you realize that play may go down as the biggest defensive play in franchise history.
I didn't know that, you know, but like I say, we ain't done yet. So, you know, hopefully we can come back and do it again, if not better.
Did you say anything to Tom after that time?
No, I didn't get a chance to talk to him because after the game, I just kind of got on a knee and had my moment for a second. And as you know, them boys off the field, I ain't even see them. But, if I do get to see him this offseason, you know, I'm gonna have some fun.